by Watt, a right by Watt, an uppercut. He's on that. He's going great against Osgood. It's centering. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
Overnight weekend.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. We have open phone lines. We're talking sports. We're talking sports and smack for the next couple of hours on Sports Byline, iHeart Radio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. I can keep going, but I can't. Don't have enough time. Bottom line is, you're tuned to the Johnny Taco Show with open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Some of the things we'll touch on, obviously, the NBA playoffs off and running. LeBron, not looking so good in game one. The Sharks, well, they're looking good in game one. I'll talk about the National Hockey League Sharks, of course, in the Stanley Cup Finals. Lots of things to talk about: horse racing, basketball, boxing, combat sports, you name it. We're talking it for the next 2 hours here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day. Wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale,
and I was like, oh my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that, how
bent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Curry. Well, he looks spry. Curry got pump fake to three, drove the basketball, and got an easy bucket for Plumlee. Curry. Got it. Rattles it home. Steph Curry.
What a game.
Barnes, a little turnaround on Lillard. No. That's Curry with the offensive rebound and a putback. Overtime, he has 35. Lillard passed it up. Green got a hand on it. A turnover. Up ahead. Curry. Curry left wide open. Right between the eyes. Steph Curry. High screen comes. Curry. Some ball handling, fires up a three, does it again!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I'm your boogeyman.
13 minutes past the hour, this is Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. I'm joined from the man, of course, from the City of Angels, down there in Southern California, broadcasting from the backseat of his 1984 Pontiac Ferrero. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm just thankful my uncle Donald Searling was able to hook that up for me.
We're talking about Zach Attack Young. Zach, how's life treating you, my brother?
Oh, quite well. How are you doing tonight, Johnny Taco?
Fantastic. We have a new UFC middleweight champion, Michael Bisping, knocked out Luke Rocco. We'll talk about that a little later. Lots of combat sports to talk about. Of course, the passing of Muhammad Ali, the NBA. Let's talk about the NBA. Straight up, Golden State Warriors looking pretty good in game number one. LeBron James, of course, coming up second, but he's coming up against a good team. We played the Steph Curry clip coming in, and yes, Steph Curry wasn't much of a factor in this game.
No, he really wasn't. The best player on the Warriors was a bench player.
Well, the bench player, yeah, it just exploded.
Sean Livingston.
How can I put this? Is there too much? Is the pressure finally starting to get to Steph Curry and crew?
I think there is an element of that. I mean, they're coming up against the same team they played last year, but they played a weak version of that team last year that didn't have Kyrie Irving for most of the series and didn't have Kevin Love for all of the series.
Hmm. Of course, we're talking about the NBA Finals now off and running. And, of course, why is there such a long break between Game 1 and Game 2?
I don't know. I was trying to figure that out. Doesn't it make more sense for Game 1 to have been tonight? Or Game 2, I mean?
Yeah, I know. You know, I haven't mentioned it, but we need to roll his introduction music because it's part of the contract. But tonight, Zach, we get the last laugh because Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez is not here. He's taking his niece to a prom or something like that. Seriously, he's out doing social business in Hillsborough, California. So we wish him the best. But, you know, what can I say? Dom's not here. Sort of chuckle about that. Bottom line is you're tuned to the Johnny Taco Show. I am the Taco Man. Of course, joining me is Zach Attack Gum, coming to you from Southern California. We're talking about the NBA Finals now. Of course, the Golden State Warriors defending champions. Looking pretty good at home the other night. What do the Cavs have to do to turn the series around, Zach?
You know, the Cavs, I mean, they definitely got to turn into that team that we saw in the Eastern Conference playoffs. You know, they got to start hitting those threes because their shooting percentage went way down. They went from shooting 50-something percent to 30-something percent, and that was a significant difference in between the Eastern Conference and now the finals.
Now, LeBron James had that big game to close down Toronto. Now, is he going to need to have those big games here? I mean, those statement games where he comes out and scores 35 or 40 points. I mean, what can I say? If he doesn't step up, this is sort of going to be, is he going to be known as a choke when it comes to the NBA Finals? What's his record going to be like? 2-6 after this or what?
It'll be 2-5 after this. And I think people will start looking at him in a different light. I mean, look at how people look at Wilt Chamberlain, you know, great player. Won two finals, though. I believe Wilt went 2-6 in the finals, actually. So it's a similar comparison. And you look at, you know, Kobe Bryant went 5-2. Michael Jordan went 6-0. Magic Johnson went 5-4. So to go 2-5, he'd have the distinction of having the most losses in the finals by an MVP.
Okay. The Golden State Warriors, of course, they are favored to roll through here as far as Las Vegas is concerned. We'll talk about the numbers with the man that brings us all the numbers, Plays by Jay, jay.com. We'll talk about Charles Jay and hour number two. But when you look at the money here, I mean, you just keep betting the Warriors, you keep betting the and taking the points, man, you're making money.
Yeah, you definitely are. I mean, the Warriors were – I don't think anybody had – I mean, aside from us, of course, not a lot of people had faith in them last year to get it done. And now that they got it done, I mean, I think people are starting to see it more, but they're still kind of just – they weren't as much of a favorite going into game one as they normally are. Now that they won that game, now people aren't afraid to put the money out there.
Folks, here's what happens when you're a cheapskate and you're trying to watch the NBA Finals on your phone as you're cruising around town, okay? And that's what I was trying to do. So I'm watching the NBA Finals, and guess what? Cleveland's up by 20 points. I mean, I'm looking at them going, holy cow, what's going on there? Cleveland's up by 20 points over Golden State. I'm saying to my man, that's just when. In the third quarter already, it was only like 6:30, 6:45. I couldn't imagine that much of the game had already transpired. What I was watching for, I was watching a clip from the year before. So the bottom line is I was 1 year behind. So it looks like the Warriors are off and running. And unless LeBron wants to make that big statement, I think that it's going to be the Warriors in six games. What do you think?
That's a good prediction. I'd go with that, too, because I think when they're in Cleveland, they might be able to string together some wins. But in Golden State, I don't really see them beating the Warriors. And I think they're in a lot of trouble considering that the bench were the ones who did that. They didn't even need Curry and Thompson to have great performances to win.
Well, that's sort of, you know, I mean, that for the coach, I mean, Steve Kerr's got to be saying to himself, you know, will my top guys choke? I've got second-team guys that come in and win a championship, and that's what they've done. They showed the other night that bench, man, was a championship team in itself.
The bench definitely was. I mean, Sean Livingston put up 20-something points. You know, he outscored Clay and Curry combined, I believe, so that's pretty impressive. I mean, and the Cavs, their bench they didn't put it together. Even LeBron said, you know, the Warriors' bench scored 40 points. Our bench scored 10. That's why we lost.
Okay, but, you know, let's go back to the Warriors and these numbers, the 73 wins and, of course, beating the Bulls record and things like that. If they don't win the title, does that record even matter?
I don't think it matters. I mean, because you look at the Bulls, they won. They won in the finals that year. The Warriors have to win or else the record's just going to have an asterisk next to it.
Interesting. We've got open phone lines coast to coast, and we're talking sports, folks. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Coming up, we'll talk about the world of combat sports at 37, make that 40 minutes past the hour. But first of all, we're going to have an interview with Muhammad Ali. It was conducted on the Face the Nation. It's the CBS, the serious show, like in the mornings, you know, about politics, things like that. But here's Ali talking about things, you know, in which, how can I put this? He talks about things that are current. I mean, things that are still happening. I mean, poverty is still going on. He's talking about the war in Vietnam, the fact that he stood up to it. I mean, he was the greatest. There was no doubt about it, the greatest of all time. And, of course, he has passed away at the age of 74. I had a personal relationship with him. Actually, it was a professional relationship that became a personal relationship because anytime you get involved with Ali, he always makes you feel personal. I kid you not. I mean, when he met my daughter and me at the airport at SFO in 1993, we were on our way to China. And my daughter had come to the airport with my girlfriend, and it was so cool. He took a picture with her. Howard Bingham took a picture. I mean, it was just experience after experience with Muhammad Ali, flying to Muhammad Ali to China, of course, in that big fat jet with Zach. There were beds up in this executive section of the plane they called first class. This was before 9/11, so we didn't have all these guards on the plane and locked doors and things like that. But they had a cabin up at the top of this 747 in which it had beds. And there was like 9 or 10 beds in there, and I was sitting in first class thinking I was cool sitting in first class and went up there and saw the beds up there in executive class, and I told Ali, my back's hurting, and he got me a bed.
mean, you can't really go wrong with that, right?
He got me a bed of 40,000 feet. How many people can get you a bed of 40,000 feet?
Probably just Muhammad Ali.
Okay, another time, we're coming out of customs in Shanghai, in 1993, coming out of customs in Shanghai, and there's a fighter that sold his passport to the Chinese mafia for $2,500. I can't think of his name right now, but he was from Vallejo, California, and Sir Jab-a-Lot, Keith McMurray, that's who it was. He sold his passport to the Chinese mafia for $2,500. So he shows up at the airport without a passport, and Muhammad Ali gets him on the plane in Shanghai, gets him on the plane, gets him through customs in L.A. I kid you not, he had no passport. Have you ever heard of a guy coming through customs without a passport?
I don't think you could do that these days.
I think Ali might have been able to pull that off, though, because passing away at the age of 74, it was a long battle for Muhammad Ali. It's been really since the 1980s when the Parkinson set in, although you saw probably some early signs of it in the 70s. But when you look at things, he lived a hard life at the end. The pain, the medication. Sometimes life isn't fair, but he trekked on. You talk about the great Muhammad Ali. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. Johnny Taco Man's All-Stars. Next up, the great Muhammad Ali on Sports Byline.
They say that actually, every time that I enter the ring, in a way, I'm going to war. They say to me daily, you are a prize fighter. What's the difference? And I like to say to those critics of the press and to the others that there's one hell of a lot of difference in fighting in the rain and going to war in Vietnam.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
The great Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time, passing away, of course, this past day at the age of 74. Back in circa 1974, Muhammad Ali did a very serious interview with CBS. Here's part two of it.
You have said from time to time that a wise man can play the fool, but a fool can't act like a wise man. And then you've said, I've always got to talk. People expect it of me. Is that a role that you play? Well, are you trying to be an actor?
What I was talking about, I used to watch a wrestler named Gorgeous George, and he would always talk about how he's going to annihilate the bum, and he would do this and do that, and people came to see him get beat, and this is where I got the idea. So the talking and the gimmicks and the predicting, which I don't do nowadays like I used to, was only to promote the fights, which has now elevated me over all athletes in the history of the world as far as drawing power and world attraction is concerned. So this is just for purpose of publicity, all the talking. That's why I did that. I don't have to do it.
You kind of disappoint me, I have to admit. I sort of thought this poetry, this float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, was the real Ali, not some kind of a commercial gimmick.
No, that's all. It wasn't a commercial gimmick, but it was promotion, and it was the real Ali. I do float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, but the little poems and the gimmicks were just to promote the fights. To newspapers gave them something to write about.
If I can go back just for a minute, and this is obviously men in a spirit of friendliness. The question of the Muhammad, the Islamic religion and your future in that, the impression one gets is perhaps it is loosening up a bit after the death of Elijah Muhammad. Do you think it's changing now and that your role in it can change?
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught was good for the time during the 30s when black people had been castrated, lynched, deprived of freedom, justice, equality, raped. He had to teach that the white man is a devil. His actions towards us is that of a devil. Now that we're no longer being lynched, raped, castrated, we're given equal justice. We can go anywhere to live, even the North fights the South so we can have certain rights. People are not acting this way today. So Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad is on time. He's teaching us it's not the color of the physical body that makes a man a devil. God don't look at our colors. Minds, hearts have no color. God look at our minds and our actions and our deeds. So we have white Muslims, brown Muslims, red Muslims, yellow Muslims, all colors. So it's the color. So the big thing in the change now, we have white people who have accepted our faith, and we now recognize all men as brothers, and we look at them according to their works. So some blacks can do evil and white. So it's not the color. Now we look at the actions.
Now, how about the money, though? There have been reports that the Muslims, to a large extent, controlled and received a lot of your money. What truth is there to that?
There's no truth whatsoever. I wish I could give more to my cause than I do. Who receives most of my money is the American government. I have made about $31 million up until this time, and the government has taken about $28 million. So I don't have no money to give to my religion like I want to. The government has taken it. I'll make $1,500,000 for the fight I just had. I'll be doing good to go home with $350,000 out of $1,500,000 because of all the taxes and state and federal and the government. So the government will take the monies, not my religion.
Muhammad, in your book, The Greatest, there seems to be a great deal of revisionist history. You tell us that you weren't brought up in middle-class comfort but semi-poverty. You tell us you're not a direct descendant of Henry Clay, and you tell us it wasn't a white Louisville cop named Joe Martin who started you on boxing, but a black instructor in Louisville. And this flies in the face of all the research we've done over the past 15 years. How did we miss it?
Joe Martin was the man who I first started boxing with. Joe Martin is a white patrolman in Louisville, Kentucky, who held boxing at Columbia Gym. And he had a show called Tomorrow's Champions. Well, during that time, the blacks were a little held back. So Fred Stoner was the best trainer. Fred, I would train with Joe Martin at 8 o'clock and go to 10 o'clock and train with Joe Martin. That's where I learned, Fred Stoner. That's where I learned my science, my boxing ability, my dancing ability, all my skills. But I had to go back to Joe Martin in order to stay with him to get on the television, which he had the connections and the complexions to get the protections. So I stayed with him. But the man who actually trained me, to taught me my skills, was Fred Stoner. But the man who took me around the country, got me the publicity, and put me in the right places with Joe Martin. So this is how I had to make it in that southern city.
But what about you say you grew up in semi-poverty? And your father was a fairly successful
son. When I say semi-poverty, I mean many days we didn't have food, and many days we had to put cardboard in our shoes, and many days the car wouldn't start because it's always 15 years too old, and many days the toilet wouldn't flush because the plumbing was broke, or many days we had to put a pan under the roof because the water had leaked in the kitchen, we couldn't afford to fix it, or the cellar would fill up during rain and we had to take a bucket and put the water out. My mother and father did all they could, and with the monies they made, they raised me good, and this is why I'm as great as I am now, because of my mother and father and the help of God. So, and the way I never had to work, and they did all they could to feed me. So this is why I'm where I'm at. But semi-poverty compared to what I know and you know. We may go out tomorrow and spend $150 for dinner if we take three people. The average family in America today feeds a family of 2 weeks on $150.
Were you ever asked during that period of time to throw a fight?
No, sir. I see this stuff in movies, but...
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. Is that just in the movies, or is there a lot of that in
all
boxing?
All I know is from the movies. I've never had nobody say, throw a fight. I never knew nobody who did. Now, probably in the past, these things have happened, but I know nothing about it.
You also report in the book that you threw your Olympic gold medal into the river after a couple of racist incidents. Do you regret that now? Do you wish you had the medal back now that the country has changed?
I wish I had my medal. I might try to go back and find that medal. Something happened to me one day, and I just got mad and threw the medal away.
Can I ask you one question about the Supreme Court decision? There was a report around the Supreme Court that the justices had first voted to uphold your conviction, and then later that they switched and it was unanimously to overturn it. Did you and your lawyers ever hear that rumor?
No, sir. I never heard that before.
Do you think that the system of justice dealt fairly with you?
Yes, sir. I know they have. I'll say this. We have a lot of moral problems in America, but America's the greatest country in the world. I've been throughout the world. The best schooling system, the best educational system, the medical system, the highways, the cars, the airplanes, the television shows. And this is why, but morally, we need to be uplifted. And the greatest moral teacher that we have in America is the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, and we are now looking to tell the people more about him.
Muhammad, let me bring a couple of questions out of left field. We talked about this once. Do you believe in life on other planets? And two, do you believe in reincarnation? And if you do, who would you come back as?
Yes, I believe in life. I believe there is. I'm not really sure. I don't think none of us can prove it, but I've heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teach that there's life on Mars. I believe, if I believe in reincarnation, I don't know. It was just a quick question, but I would like to come back as Wallace Muhammad, our great Muslim leader in America. To us, he's everything because he's teaching us all about ourselves, about God, how to treat people, how to eat, everything, my whole life, everything that I do, everything that I represent, all I think about when I'm fighting is the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad and his program. He's the only man that I really admire, and I would like to come back as him.
Let me ask you one question, which I don't know whether it's out of left field or right field, about Muslims in America. One of the things that people think about is the conflict in the Arabic world between Muslims and Jews. Some people who are Jewish in this country get worried about black Muslims, and yet you show very little in the way of signs of anti-Semitism. It doesn't seem to be any parallel there.
No, well, I would like for you to look at me as a true one, as far as true belief is concerned. We don't have black Muslims here. That's a press word. We have white brothers. We have brown, red, and yellow. All colors can be Muslims. And as far as the conflict is concerned in those countries, I don't know too much about it. And I'm looking for peace one day with all people.
Now, Mr. Ali, you're obviously a very bright man, and yet we're told that at one time that you flunked the draft exam because of the mental test. Did you throw that? Was that one fight you threw?
Or was it fixed?
The reason I'm laughing is because it was true. I did fail it. Today, I'm not a good reader. I don't spell good at all. If you gave me a test today, I might fail it because we have 2 minutes to do the test. I told them after that, they said, Muhammad, you failed the test. I said, I told you I was the greatest, not the smartest.
Muhammad, they're going to go into filming on a movie based on your life, and you're supposed to be playing yourself. If you weren't the star, who would you like to play Muhammad Ali?
I really don't know. I would have to take some time to think about it, but it's real difficult because I can act. They say I'm a good actor, but nobody's never written lines to me and told me what to say and then look serious. So they've invested so much Columbia Pictures in this, and they really have a lot of faith, and I'm thankful for that, but they don't know if I can act or not yet.
Okay, thank you very much, Muhammad Ali, for being with us today on Face the Nation.
Bob Schieffer, of course, CBS Face the Nation, 1974, Muhammad Ali. Next up, Combat Sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 1-800-878-PLAY. This is Johnny Talking as All-Stars, Sports Overnight America, live from San Francisco, California.
Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Geico presents the Shazam 15. Featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15. Brought to you by Geico. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Mm. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization. Of course, the passing of Muhammad Ali tops all the sports news, let alone the boxing news. But there were some fights tonight. Of course, it was a good fight card on HBO. In fact, it went to a draw. Orlando Salido, the former WBO champion at 126. Remember, he beat up on Vasyl Lomachenko, the current champion, when he sort of out-muscled the Olympic star. Of course, the amateur star only having like two or three professional fights, and then taking on a guy like Salido with like 35 fights at the time. And Salido just like bulked up, weighed in about 10 pounds too much, and just beat the snot out of him. At the end of the day, Salido and Francisco El Bandito Vargas battled to a 12-round draw in Carson, California. Scores were 114, 114, 114, 114, 114, and 115-113. That was for Vargas. That means 7-5 and round. Straight up, Gennady Golovkin, still the world middleweight champion. Canelo Alvarez, the proud, so proud Mexican champion from Mexico. I mean, the iconic figure from Mexico selling all those products down there. Man, what, maybe you should sell some cheese for being a mouse. I'm serious. Maybe you should sponsor some cheese products down there because, you know, every time you turn on the TV in Mexico, it's Canelo Alvarez, Canelo Alvarez, Canelo Alvarez. Well, last week, Canelo Alvarez gave up his championship because he refused to fight Gennady Golovkin. That, to me, speaks volumes, no doubt about that. Now we switch from boxing. We'll go back to boxing a little bit later. We switch from boxing to the headlines in the world of MMA. There's a new world middleweight champion, Zach Attack. Take it away.
Michael Bisping, the Brit, the Count, as they call him, he managed to knock out Luke Rockhold in 3 minutes and 36 seconds. I mean, it was an upset for sure. And Michael Bisping, he spent a long time at the top of the middleweight division, but never quite gained over the hump. Well, he got over the hump tonight.
But isn't that the way you get over the hump? You go out there and you make a statement by knocking guys out. I mean, especially, you know, like tonight, we're going to talk about that in a minute, but Uriah Faber struggled with Dominick Cruz. Of course, the third fight for those two guys, the last two fights have really been one-sided. But, you know, when you're an underdog, when you're the opponent, per se, and I try to stress this in boxing to so many people and they don't understand it, if you're the champion, you're like a 5 or 6 to 1 underdog, and you get rattled one time, you're not supposed to get rattled, the guy's got to jump on you. If he cuts you, if you got cut, he's got to work to open that cut up and stop the fight. He's got to take whatever advantages are given to him, because when you're the opponent, advantages don't happen. And that's when you take the knockouts into your own hands, the fight into your own hands, and knock people out.
Yeah, that's, I mean, the thing that's incredible about this, though, is the fact that Luke Rockhold already had previously beaten Michael Bisping. So that's the part that's like, that's the part that really throws it off a bit, you know?
We're talking UFC 199, of course, Michael Bisping, the new world middleweight champion, or is the interim champ. No, he's not even interim champ because Weidman's still the champ, right?
No, Luke Rockhold defeated Weidman. So,
oh, that's right. Well, I've got mental farts going on here. Of course, Rockhold was the champion, so Michael Bisping beats him. Wow. So Bisping is a legitimate champ. Now, it was supposed champ. To be, take that back, it was supposed to be, I know where I'm having this mental fart. It's supposed to be the rematch of Rockhold and Weidman, and Weidman got hurt.
Yeah, you're correct in that. Weidman did pull out of the fight, which is it's one in a long line of fights recently for the UFC where a fighter has pulled out.
Okay. Dominick Cruz, still the world bantamweight champion, 135 pounds. Maybe he'll take on Ronda Rousey someday or Misha Tate. I'm just kidding. He's 135-pound champions, but he's got these 95-year-old legs, and tonight they were able to beat Uriah Faber on a unanimous nod, 4 rounds of 1 on one card and 5 rounds of 0 on the other two cards. I mean, is Uriah Faber the best fighter in the UFC not to ever win a belt?
I think that he does have that distinction. I mean, and that's not a terrible place to be. There's not a lot of belts in the UFC, but I'm sure he certainly would have liked to have won that. He did win the WEC belt, so...
Okay, big upset on the undercard, I think, and I'm laughing. It was a middleweight contest as well. Dan Henderson, Hendo, call him what you want. I mean, he's got to be like 95 years old, 98 years old. They rolled him up to the wheel, to the ring in a wheelchair. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, he knocked out Hector Lombard, but then again, Hector Lombard got roughed up by Hector Camacho, the boxer, Hector Camacho Jr., in a fight about 6 or 8 months ago down there in working out in the gym in Florida, but... He knocked out Hector Lombard. Was a former Bellator champion, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, and Hector Lombard was a feared fighter. You know, he was something like 35-1 going into the UFC, and everyone thought he was this unstoppable force. And he gets to the UFC, and he really didn't look that good. He had about a 500 record, got knocked out by Dan Henderson, an ancient Dan Henderson, so... Yeah, but definitely not a good look for Hector Lombard.
Hector Lombard, a guy with one of those Flintstone vitamin bodies, he was popped for steroids. You think maybe that was the key this time? They were watching him like a hawk?
I think they were, but I'm starting to question how close they were watching Dan Henderson.
Dan Henderson was one of those guys that got TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, where he was getting legal steroids. Remember that for a while until they made it illegal?
I remember that, and that was a big controversy. A lot of people thought that should be allowed. A lot of people thought it shouldn't. I kind of thought it shouldn't.
Yeah, I've got a problem with that, too. Of course, giving a guy legal steroids because he blew his testosterone level out in the first place because he was abusing steroids and cheating to begin with. Now, speaking of cheating and steroids, guess who's back in the UFC? Brock Lesnar at UFC 200? Is he going to make an appearance or is he going to fight?
He's supposed to fight. I mean,
okay, all right. Time out. He's not fighting you, is he?
No.
Okay, all right. Just checking. I thought he was going to get an easy mark. And Cadwallader's not in his weight class. Well, it's not Cadwallader, and I'm too old, so I wonder what Stiffy's going to pick.
I think the best honest opponent for him is a trilogy fight with Frank Mir. I think that would be a big seller.
Unfortunately, I think it's too soon. And Frank Mir, don't you think it's too soon to get Frank Mir on the bill as far as that's concerned? Maybe you can do that down the line, maybe one fight away. In other words, what I'm trying to say is right now, Brock Lesnar is going to get a fight against Scott Cuddy or myself or you. You know, he's going to get, this is going to be an easy fight. He's not going to get, Joe Silva's not going to put him in there with a killer.
It could be something like that. I could see either scenario happening. I mean, Frank Mir at this point, you can never count him out of fights. But at the same time, I mean, I think Lesnar would probably still have the upper hand in that fight.
He can't pull the trigger anymore, can Frank Mir. That's what happens. He gets in the best condition of his life, and he can't pull the trigger. That's what happens when you get old. I mean, Muhammad Ali looked great in a couple of fights when he was old, but he couldn't pull the trigger. When you miss just by a little bit in combat sports, a millisecond is an eternity. It can get you hurt.
It definitely can, and I mean, I think that's what you saw happen to Anderson Silva a few years back with Chris Weidman. Those reflexes slowed, and he got caught.
Roy Jones, the same thing?
Yeah, Roy Jones, I mean, and that's, I'm glad you brought him up, because Anderson Silva pretty much patterned himself off of Roy Jones, so when he got knocked out, it was very similar to when Roy Jones got knocked out.
Okay, we got some UFC action coming up, UFC Fight Night. I guess that's going to be on Fox Sports 1, MGM Grand, till 7th of July. Of course, this leads up to UFC 200, Cormier and Jones in the main event. We'll get to that in just a second. But Rafael Dos Anjos, a lightweight champion, defending his title at 155. Is he injury-free? I mean, is he coming back injury-free? Are they rushing him? Because he was complaining that they were trying to get him back into the octagon too soon.
I think it's been a while since he first got injured, you know, so I think it's probably enough time. Okay. I mean, you can't just hold the belt hostage forever, and I think they're kind of tired of it after all the leeway they gave Cain Velasquez all those years.
Okay, standing across the octagon, of course, the MGM Grand will be, of course, that part of that big international fight week there in Las Vegas with all these small cards to get around that big UFC 200 card. But he's a former two-time Bellator lightweight champion, 155, talking about Eddie Alvarez. Eddie Alvarez is a pretty good fighter.
He is a good fighter, and I think he's improved since he first got into the UFC because he lost to Donald Cerrone, and he was doing well in that fight, but I think he's definitely gotten better since then.
Another fight on the card, I chuckle about this. Roy Big Country Nelson, a slimmed-down version, I don't know, taking on Derek Lewis. Roy Big Country, is he sort of like the Tank Abbott of today?
That's a good comparison. I mean, Tank Abbott, I'm pretty sure, fought actually drunk in the octagon a couple of times, so he's not quite that bad, but he's close.
Okay, UFC 200, of course, capping off International Fight Week, excuse me, July the 9th at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, in the main event, fantastic main event, Daniel Cormier, the interim, I guess he is a light heavyweight champion. Taking on John Jones, John Jones still the champion in my mind. He never lost the title. Anyway, John Jones defending against Daniel Cormier, a guy that he beat a year and a half ago. He beat him every minute of every round, didn't he, Zach?
Pretty much. I mean, Daniel Cormier, the only thing I could say he did is he had some nice flurries. So believe it or not, I think he'd be better suited to try to stand up with John Jones instead of trying to wrestle with him. And that's crazy to think that an Olympic wrestler can't wrestle with John Jones, but I think that's just that's a smarter game plan for him.
Okay, of course, the women's bantamweight title bout is on the card as well as Miesha Tate, the aforementioned Miesha Tate, the woman that beat Holly Holm, that beat Ronda Rousey, taking on Amanda Nunes. Nunes, Latina, mean. Can she step up to the plate and win the title here?
I don't think so. I mean, I think Miesha Tate's a good fighter. I think she's probably the best she's ever been right now. And I think she should be able to hold on to the title. But you never really know. I mean, Nunes is a good fighter. And I think the fans should tune in because that's going to be an exciting fight.
Okay, two more fights before we go to the break here. The bottom line is Cain Velasquez is coming back against Travis Brown. Travis Brown is sleeping with Ronda Rousey, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, who wins here, Cain or Travis?
You know, a few years ago, I would have thought Cain destroyed him. Now I think it's probably about a 50-50 fight, and I think I kind of might lean towards Travis Brown in this one.
Okay, here's a 55-45 fight, and it's a debate as who's got the 55. Jose Aldo and Frankie Edgar. Frankie Edgar should have got that title shot before Conor McGregor.
Yeah, you're right. I think he should have. I mean, he did. But the only thing is that he had fought Aldo before, so there's always that argument. It's like, well, he already fought the champion, you know, so there's always that argument to it. But at the same time, I mean, he definitely has been worthy of a title shot for a while.
Some veterans on that card, of course, with Cormier and Jones top, and it'll be Diego Sanchez and Joe Lozon. Gegard Mousasi's on the card, taking on Derek Brunson. And TJ Dillashaw, the former bantamweight champion, take on Rafael Asacayo. TJ is not the most liked guy in the room anymore as far as Sacramento is concerned or the Zuffa Sports offices. Why did he turn into a turd?
I don't know. I mean, maybe winning the championship got to his head a bit. You know, that's what I think happened to TJ. And now that he doesn't have it, maybe he'll come back down to earth a bit.
Okay, that's your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Check out the WBO on Facebook. You can follow them all over the place on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or go to their website, WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. This is the Sports Overnight America. Johnny talking as All-Stars. Next up, Major League Baseball on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Joe's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Won't somebody come and rescue me? I am stranded, caught in the crossfire. Stranded, caught in the crossfire. Tooth for tooth, eye for an eye.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now, 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
The Major League Baseball scores. Cubs are winners, 5-3 over the Arizona, of course. Milwaukee prevailing over Philadelphia, 6-3. Boston a winner over Toronto, 6-4. The LA Angels came up a run short to the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Tampa Bay was a 7-4 winner over Minnesota. Now, of course, the Giants are off and ropping and rolling up here in Northern California. We can talk about them ad nauseum as we do week in and week out. Let's talk about the L.A. team, Zach. What's happened to Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers? Are they starting to roll again? Are they starting to get in a gel?
They're rolling a bit. I mean, they're not rolling quite as well as the San Francisco Giants, I have to admit, begrudgingly.
But are we talking about the Dodgers just sinking into oblivion here in the Western Division? I mean, is that what you're trying to tell me, or is it the early part of the season they're having a rough time?
I think it's just the early part of the season and they're having a rough time. You know, I think Ryu will come back at some point and he'll probably provide a spark. You know, Trace Thompson has been playing well for the Dodgers. He's been getting a lot of home runs. But overall, I think the main problem is like their offense more so than their pitching. They just haven't been generating the runs lately. And they're 30-27. You know, they're second in the National League West, so they're not doing terribly.
Interesting. We're talking sports here, of course, on the Sports Byline broadcast number 1-800-878-PLAY. We've got some new news coming as far as combat sports concerned. USC 202 is going to be Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor, the rematch. That's going to be pretty, pretty cool. No doubt about that, USC 202. Now, I got to ask you this. You and I talked about this a little earlier. How come when we used to go, I go to this casual encounters part of Craigslist looking for sports stuff. And what I mean by that is when the Super Bowl was happening here in San Francisco, there were all kinds of girls wanting to sleep with you to go to the game. There are all kinds of guys wanting to get girls to sleep with them to go to the game. You've got NBA playoffs, the same thing going on in Craigslist. Yet, the National Hockey League, of course, the Sharks now, they won Game 3, 3-2, beating Pittsburgh in overtime. Of course, Martin Jones, the goalie there for the San Jose Sharks, just starring here, stopping 40 or 42 shots. And two of the goals that got in, both of them were deflections, one off his own player and one off the opposition. But the bottom line is, I think goaltending is going to be the end of the day. If the Sharks are going to win it, it's going to be behind Martin Jones. Of course, they are behind 2-1. They will play Game 4, I believe, Monday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But, Zach, why is it all these other championship games, I mean, there's always like these sexual exploits to it on Craigslist, yet there's nothing about the National Hockey League tickets and wanting to get laid and taken to a game and that kind of good stuff. None. Nada. What's happening?
Well, I think the reason for that is that hockey does enough sucking on its own.
You really think that hockey's just lacking as a sport?
I don't think that it appeals to a lot of America, you know? Like, I don't think it appeals to people in California as much, you know? I mean, I know the teams are fairly popular here, but you don't get the same buzz for them that you do for the basketball or baseball teams. It doesn't generate the same level of interest.
Are they popular because the people that are going to the games are people from back east?
It very well could be that. I mean, a lot of the people I run into have like family in Michigan or something like that. So I think that could be the case.
Hour number two still to come here. Johnny talking to us All-Stars. We'll be joined by Charles J. Plays by JAY.com, the man with all the numbers. We'll be talking Major League Baseball, NBA, of course, little combat sports as well, and, of course, sports in general. You can join us on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from the left coast, the west coast, San Francisco, California, this is the Taco Man on Sports Byline Radio.